experts or even just regular people in the world. And I would ask a lot of them, so what would you do if you learned you had dementia? What kind of care would you want? And quite a surprising number of them said, oh, I would kill myself. And I really hate the idea of millions of people thinking, well, that's it for me. I'm useless. There's nothing to do about this. I hate this condition. I hate everything about it. Best idea is for me to kill myself. I mean, just imagine if everybody who had cancer said that. It's a horrifying thought. And this is millions of people.
That's Dr. Tia Powell, professor of psychiatry and bioethics at Albert Einstein College of Medicine and author of Dementia Reimagined, Building a Life of Joy and Dignity from Beginning to End.
I really feel we can do better. And that is why I do think this thought experiment of thinking, suppose you had dementia, and suppose, because I think it's a pretty likely outcome for a lot of us, what would happiness in that circumstance look like? And sometimes when I say this, people look at me like I have really lost it. And they will say, do you know what dementia is? Have you ever seen dementia?
For Powell, the answer is yes. And for her, dementia is personal.
Unfortunately, dementia is common in my family, as it is common in many, many families around the country. My mother had dementia, and her mother also had dementia. So because dementia runs in families, that certainly got my attention and got me to thinking about dementia, because frankly, I'm at risk for it. It's a big public health problem to think about anyway, but it's one that is in a particular fashion aimed right at me.
Dementia is actually an umbrella term for many different types of disorders causing a decline in mental abilities. There's Alzheimer's, Lewy body disease, which Robin Williams had, dementia that comes with Parkinson's disease and with AIDS, as well as many other forms. But despite that, mention the term to just about anyone, and all they can picture is one scenario.
A lot of people, and including a lot of doctors, I find, they picture somebody at the very end stage. They picture somebody who's bedbound, who's mute, who's incontinent, who can't feed herself. They really picture the last few months, the dying end stage of what is typically a very long disease. Dementia can go on for 10, 12, even 15 years. The vast majority of people with dementia don't look like that end stage person that we're picturing. They are up and about. They're in your grocery store. They're at your church service. They're at your family birthday party. So we need to actually think, well, what does that person need? By numbers, those are the vast majority of people with dementia. And we haven't really focused on how do we support that person? Because that's who's in our community. And we could do a lot more to help that person. So part of what I'd like to do is have people adjust their mental image of who's a person with dementia.
Given that she most likely faces dementia herself, Powell approaches the prospect with an upbeat attitude and a plan. She hopes others will as well.
I am really talking to you about changing your mind, changing your attitude toward it. Thinking about what do you have today that brings you joy that you might be able to pack and bring along with you into the future, a future in which you might have dementia? Are there things that you might be able still to do? And people focus, you know, rightly enough on things they won't be able to do. And okay, there are going to be some things that you won't be able to do. But what could you do? What could you bring with you? Or what could you acquire now? Or some skills, some things you could work on that might actually age well, that might be able to come with you into a time where your cognition is not exactly the way it is today.
Powell made a list of activities that currently bring her joy and thought about how she could still participate in them when her faculties start to fail. She thinks of it as her own personal time capsule, something that's different for everyone. For example, she recently dug a trench in her backyard and planted asparagus. She says it's an exercise in optimism because asparagus takes 3 years to cultivate before it can be harvested.
So it's about being happy about the future and thinking that the future is worth investing in. So I can do that now. I can dig a trench. You know, it's hard for me, actually. I'm like, it was a really rocky trench and I had to really work at it. That's what I can do now. 10 years from now, I'm not sure I can do that. But I would still love to be around plants and gardens, and I've always loved that. So if I can walk, maybe with a walker, or maybe somebody can help me get there, if I can go sit in a garden and kind of look at the plants and see which ones the birds like, that would be great. I would love that. And if it's a garden that I helped build and help put together, so it's really pleasing to me, I bet you that will still feel like home.
There's no cure for dementia and no preventive treatment either. Doctors often prescribe high levels of sedatives to dementia patients, and that troubles Powell. She says music can be as effective and a lot safer. So she has her personal playlist ready to go.
Music really is magical. Among other things, it is preserved in your brain a lot longer than a lot of other things. And fascinatingly, some people can still sing lyrics even when they can't really speak very much anymore. So stay with music.
Now, all of this makes sense, but Powell says people look at her like she's crazy when she invites them to imagine what would make them happy even with dementia.
Dementia's really scary. And because it's so scary, we've gone about thinking about what to do about it in a kind of not very effective way. We've focused on, well, we got to get rid of it. Well, nobody wants it. We're going to cure it. And great, people should still keep trying to cure it. That's fabulous. That might be great for my kids or their kids. But it's very unlikely that a real cure or significant preventive medications are going to be available in time to help the baby boomer generation, of which I'm a member. I know a lot of people will say, oh, this is a bunch of malarkey. Nobody's going to be happy about dementia. And I'm not saying you should be happy about it. I get that. I really am familiar with it. But I just would like to invite people to just try this on for size for a minute. Is there any way that you could think of that there's something that might make you happier with dementia? And could you maybe offer that to somebody you know who's worried about dementia or who maybe has it now?
You can learn more about a positive, creative approach to living with dementia in her book, Dementia Reimagined. You can find more information about Dr. Tia Powell and all of our guests on our website, radiohealthjournal.org. For more behind the scenes, follow Radio Health Journal on Facebook, Instagram, and X. This segment originally aired in May of 2019 and was written and produced by Polly Hansen. Our lead producer is Kristen Farah. Our production manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Greg Johnson.
Radio Health Journal returns in just a moment.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
The Radio Health Journal podcast gives listeners the latest news on what's trending in health, science, technology, and more.
The fact that we saw remission in 37% of patients at week 3 after just a single administration is something that's really encouraging to us.
Featuring medical experts who break down complex topics in a way that's easy to understand. Radio Health Journal podcast, available wherever you find your favorite podcasts and at radiohealthjournal.org.
Medical notes this week. Are you over-medicated? The University of Michigan's National Poll on Healthy Aging reports that 1 in 4 older adults take aspirin to prevent heart attacks and strokes. However, more than half of those adults don't have any history of heart disease. Though it was once used as a one-size-fits-all prevention tool, the guidelines have changed. Aspirin can increase your risk of bleeding, a threat that continues to grow as you age. Reading may be the secret to success. Dr. Lori Gauger is an assistant clinical professor of speech, language, and hearing sciences. She says parents should be constantly talking to their kids, even as infants. Reading books helps them develop oral language skills and prepares them better for school. Getting this early start also helps catch any reading disabilities so that children can get the necessary support as soon as possible. If you're pregnant, you may want to add more salt to your diet. For the first time ever, a field study has shown adding folic acid into iodized table salt can prevent severe birth defects. Folic acid is a crucial nutrient during early pregnancy to reduce brain and spine defects. The World Health Organization recommends that women wanting to get pregnant should ingest 400 micrograms daily. The U.S. adds folic acid to enriched grain products like bread and cereal, but this new research, published in JAMA Network Open, suggests it can be just as successful when added to our table salt. And finally, the solar eclipse is almost here. April 8th, a total solar eclipse will take over the sky, so make sure you're safe by wearing protective eclipse glasses. They need to have an ISO 123-122 certification. Without the glasses, your retinas could be damaged and cause blindness. Even your cameras, telescopes, and binoculars need to have a solar filter. And that's Medical Notes this week. I'm Shel Lustig.
So you just used bug spray in your home. Now what? Well, between the waiting and waiting for things to dry up and keeping your family away from the mess, it hits you. You could have used Zevo. Unlike other bug sprays that stick around, Zevo goes from kill to clean in seconds. Plus, it's safe for use around people and pets when used as directed. Zevo, people friendly, bug deadly.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data, $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan, at an amazing price, with no contracts. Should you switch to Total by Verizon?
Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
Thank you for joining us this week and every week as we break down the science stories you need to know. You can find all of our past segments and guests on our website, radiohealthjournal.org, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and X for daily content. And tune in next week for another edition of Radio Health Journal.
This is WPFP AM Park Falls, a Civic Media radio station.
I'm a cowboy.
103.1 FM.
I'm exposed, and it's no big surprise. Don't you think? so fine. I never see you leaving by the back door. Man, hot times, get it while it's easy. I don't mind, come on up and see me. Ragdoll, baby, won't you do me like you done before? Yes, I'm moving, yes, I'm moving. Get ready for the big time, tap dancing on the
FM.
The Brewer Bus Trip is back. Join us for this memorable trip July 11th to take a one-day adventure to AmFam Field to watch the Brewers take on the Pirates in field-level seats hosted by Big G. Cost is $110 per person, which includes a comfortable ride on the Krug Tour Bus, parking, and your ticket to the game. Seating is limited, so call before June 1st to reserve your spot as these will go fast. Call 715-762-3221 or email us WCQM at civicmedia.us.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Frigid conditions early. We'll see sunny to mostly sunny skies and breezy west to northwest winds with highs in the mid and upper 50s. In the overnight, quite chilly once again with mostly clear skies. Lows bottoming out in the upper 20s to lower 30s. Currently 26 degrees.
80s, 90s, and more. 103.1 FM.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, 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 bass. Yeah, it's pretty clear, I ain't no size 2, but I can shake it, like I'm supposed to do. Cause I got that boom, boom, that all the boys chase. I see the magazines working out Photoshop. We know that shit ain't real. Come on, don't make it stop. If you got beauty, beauty, just raise them up. Cause every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top. Yeah, my mama, she told me. No trouble, I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, hey. I'm bringing booty back, go ahead and tell them skinny bitches that. No, I'm just playing, I know y'all think you're fat, but I'm here to tell you, every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top. Yeah, my mama, she told me. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, because you know I'm all about that bass.
Two hearts born to run, who'll be the last?
This is 103.1 FM.
She's my mom.
Looking for the 80s, 90s, and more?
You found it.
This is 103.1 FM.
Wise men say only fools rushing, but I ain't here falling in love.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Frigid conditions early. We'll see sunny to mostly sunny skies and breezy west to northwest winds with highs in the mid and upper 50s. In the overnight, quite chilly once again with mostly clear skies. Lows bottoming out in the upper 20s to lower 30s. Currently 26 degrees.